Hi, everyone, and welcome to our second season of our Soundbites podcast. We are so excited about our rebranding efforts this year, so I am proud to announce the rebranding of our chapter. We are PMI Carolina, from the mountains to the beaches. On the PMI Carolina Soundbites podcast, you'll find a healthy dose of interviews and tips in easily digestible episodes, all under 30 minutes. Giving you information you can use on the go.
This podcast is brought to you by Maven Dog, a project leadership firm who provides delivery specialists to tackle your most vital projects. With core services like strategic portfolio development, program leadership, and project and change delivery, Maven Dog provides versatile, do-it-all project leaders who are able to adapt, drive success, and deliver project wins. Visit www.mavendog.com today to learn more about how the Maven Dog way can take your projects across the finish line tomorrow.
Hello, listeners. My name is Patricia Crawford, and I am a proud member and volunteer with PMI Carolina. Thank you to our January host, Tiffany Settles. Tiffany brings to us Miss Emily Green, founder and CEO of Grace Communications. Emily has 15 years' experience leading marketing, public relations, event planning, and business development efforts with companies all over the United States. Today, Emily will walk us through what it means to lead with heart.
Hello, and thank you for joining us. My name is Tiffany Settles. I'm the director of the North Region for PMI Carolina programs. And today I have joining me Emily Green with Grace Communications. She is here to take a deeper dive into our last session that we had on leading with heart. So Emily, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk to you again.
So let's do a quick recap. What does, in your presentation, you discussed leading with heart. What is that concept for the listeners that didn't make the meeting?
Yeah, so leading with heart, I mean, what it means to me, it's really why I started my agency. It's also what I try to help a lot of our clients do. And it's not just like a pretty phrase or thing to say. It really is something that I feel like is a non-negotiable now in leadership. I think you know, people expect you to be not just a good leader, but also have integrity and passion and to stand out from all of the other options with all the other things that people can, you know, do. You have to have more to you. So that's really what it's about. But some of the different things that we've talked about in the presentation that I did for you guys and I've done for other groups there's a few steps with it. So the first step is really you have to know who you are. All great leaders with heart are very self-aware. And I like to say painfully self-aware. So they know what their leadership style is. They know what their strengths, their weaknesses, their opportunities are. And they know how to use all of that to their benefit and also for good. So I think that's always the first step, is just kind of knowing who you are and who you want to be. So identifying your brand, you know, your voice, your core values are huge. A lot of leaders don't necessarily have those defined. And you may think you know what they are, but until you actually take the time to write them out and define them, you know, you don't really have them to work with. So that's always one of the first steps that I help clients with when we're kind of going through that process. So that's kind of step one, is knowing who you are. And then step two is really through that, having more confidence to make really good decisions, because we're faced with, you know, countless decisions every day. And it can be very hard to know what the right thing to do is if you don't know who you are. And then kind of the last part is clarity and all the confidence and the self-awareness that gives you this clarity to where you know kind of your path. And it helps you figure out who you should partner with, what opportunities you should do, and kind of lays it out. So it's again, it's very clear. Okay, here's where I am now with my leadership. Here's where I want to be. Whether that is, you know, you're a leader within an organization or within your own business. I think it's really important to have that kind of peace of mind when you're looking to your future.
Great. Thank you for the recap. Yeah, I definitely realized that I had a lot of self-reflection that I could do based off of your framework, just learning more about who I am and my leadership styles and, you know, things like that and how I'm coming across and engaging with others.
So yeah, absolutely.
You did discuss leadership styles and mm-hmm. you said that you're a nice blend of a few of them, transformative, authoritative, and participative. So mm-hmm. I'm curious to know, you know, how did you come about knowing that about yourself? How has that served you well in what you do? And what types of challenges have you faced in, you know, in having those leadership styles and having to, I guess, switch hats?
Yeah. So I feel like I shouldn't be like three of them. I feel like that's so many, but, when I went through like the different quizzes and I've looked at the descriptions, I can see like parts of each one of those three that I do at some capacity. So transformative leadership, those are really the leaders who are always pushing change. They're always focused on the future. And one of the core values with my agency is innovation. So we're always looking forward. We're always looking to innovate our clients, looking for new ways to, you know, do things within our agency. So I feel like I definitely fit that to a certain degree. If I had to pick just one, that's probably the one I would have to go with over all five of them. But I definitely have that quality. I'm always looking ahead and we're always trying to find like the next great thing that we can recommend to our clients to help them grow. So I feel like that's definitely part of that leadership style. The authoritative leadership style, that's where I feel like some of the downsides to me come across. Not that that's a bad leadership style, but I can micromanage. And that was one of the things that they mentioned with that leadership style, you have a tendency to do that. And I think it's because sometimes I care too much and I just want to make sure it's done right. I want to make sure our clients are taken care of. So I tend to almost help too much with my team. And I've had to learn to like step back sometimes and not necessarily let them fail, but take the time to teach them how to do things rather than just telling them or saying, follow me. Like here, really having the patience and showing them like, here's how I think through a problem. Here's how I do this instead of just doing it. In the long run, that has been huge because I can actually step back and lead rather than doing so much. Mm-hmm. And then the participative leadership style, I feel like I also try really hard to have open communication with me and my team. I meet with them, with each person on my team every week on Mondays. We have a standing meeting individually. And I do that so that they have one-on-one time with me to voice their opinions, any issues. And I also do a monthly meeting with everybody. So I do try really hard to make everyone feel, you know, seen and heard and like they're participating in the growth of the agency and the, you know, evolution of it. So I see a lot of that in some of the way that I communicate, but if I did have to pick just one, I think it's definitely the transformative leadership style would be my most dominant one. As far as how it's helped me or harmed me, I think the transformative leadership, that's definitely helped me in that I'm always thinking through, you know, like I said, the thing that's going to like take clients to the next level. Mm-hmm. I'm always coming up with creative ideas. I'll see something and I'll be like, oh, that's such an interesting idea. And then I always tell people I'll run on it because I like to run. And when I run, I get my best ideas. So I'll just kind of like run on it and I'll get these really awesome, like innovative ideas that I can then present to clients and sometimes use for our agency, for Grace Communications too. As far as like which leadership styles harmed me the most, probably the micromanaging thing that I mentioned with the authoritative leadership, and just not letting go. Sometimes it's really hard to take a step back and trust your team and, you know, trust also that like, if something goes wrong, it's not the end of the world. You know, sometimes things going wrong actually can be a good thing. Yeah. And that's been a hard lesson for me because I like everything to go really smoothly, but it's okay. If your team does something wrong, nobody's perfect. So sometimes it is good for them to learn. And also most clients, they don't expect perfection. And if they do, you probably don't want to work with them because that's not reasonable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think those are kind of the main like good and bad things with each of those leadership styles, at least through my experiences.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I love that phrase, letting you run on it. That's like a perfect marketing.
Yeah. It's literally, I'll tell clients like, well, let me run on that. Cause they'll bring something up and I'm like, oh, well, I love that. But it also, you know, you don't want to put it on the spot too much too. And I think with what I do and what my team does with marketing and owning an agency, a lot of times people like they love to brainstorm and they have this expectation that, you know, I guess like you can just come up with something always on the spot. And sometimes you can't, sometimes you should not do that. So I've also learned not to give away my secrets, but when I say, okay, I'll run on it, it gives me a chance to actually think it through and come up with like, you know, a well thought out response. So.
Absolutely. So I, in my reflections and just thinking about my leadership style, I can definitely agree with you and relate to you that the authoritative one, which I typically tend towards, unfortunately, can come across as micromanaging when you're talking mm-hmm. about, you know, yeah. going, being with teams and adults and things, people that, you know, are empowered to be able to do their job. So I can appreciate the other leadership styles. And I think that it is definitely knowing who your team is, you know, and I guess catering towards their personalities and what will help them get the job done. So being able to say, okay, you know, this team may need a little bit more structure. So maybe
right.
more of the authoritative, you know, to a degree,
yeah.
you know, could be helpful. So it's just about knowing, you know, mm-hmm. know who you're working with. So, okay. I know in part of the presentation, we discussed core values. That's a part of getting to know who you are, is
yes.
understanding and being able to communicate your core values. And you had a list of them. And mm-hmm. I'm not going to go through the list, but I would like to know, you know, which one for you would be the one that you'd say is most responsible for your success as an organization?
It's hard for me to pick just one. You know, I think before I even say that, I just can't say enough how important it is to know your core values as a leader. I took too long to write mine down. It took me 2 years of owning a business before I actually took the time to define them and write them out. And it was just such a game changer when I did. So I, again, just if you haven't done that, please do it, because it's just so important. It helps so much. But I think it's kind of a tie between two of them for me. I think the going above and beyond, that's like our first core value for Grace Communications. And that probably has been the biggest, I guess, thing for success or contributor to success for me personally and with my agency, because our clients and the people that that know me, they know I'm not just going to like just do the bare minimum. And if I say I'm going to do something, I do it really well and I try to exceed expectations. And I've put that kind of standard of excellence on all of my team too. So it can be a lot to live up to sometimes, but I think that you have to have that in order to be a very successful business or leader. You have your reputation, you know, what you stand for, is everything. So I try to make sure that whatever we say we're going to do, we do it, but we do it like even better maybe than they expected. Also with that though, it's not overselling. And that's something I've had to learn. Like, you don't want to set yourself up for failure. So, you know, don't promise a client that you can get them 1,000 new followers in a week. Like, if you do social media, that's probably not realistic. So we try to also make sure whatever we do communicate are things we can truly do. And that's been a huge lesson, I think. But other than that, I think the other core value would be always forward. That was actually my personal mantra, like my whole life. I've used that. It goes back to running again, but I had a coach that was what he would always say. He was like, always forward, never look behind you, don't look to the side. And when I was in Little League track, I was like 8 years old, I remember him saying that. And it was a huge thing because when you're racing, if you look behind you, you're going to fall. And so he's like, you know, don't do that. Just focus on your own race. And I kind of still think about that in all parts of life, like, you know, don't compare yourself to others, you know, don't look behind you. Don't look around you. Just look ahead and focus on what you want to achieve and what your goals are. And I try to do that with my agency and with my leadership style as well.
That's good. Yeah. Core values definitely give you a guidance post to say, okay, you know, this is something that I can align with. This is something I, you know, that I can't, and just staying focused on things that'll help push the organization forward. So, mm-hmm. And even if you don't have an organization, mm-hmm. you know, just personally, I think that it is definitely important to know it's basically kind of setting boundaries for what you will and won't do.
Definitely absolutely.
Appreciate that from a personal perspective. So your mission statement is marketing done gracefully, which is so simple and fabulous. I love it.
Thank you.
Can you give examples of how your company does what it does with grace?
Yes. So the biggest thing with that is not to say anything bad about any other agencies, because each agency has their own way that they do things. But I did not want to be an aggressive, like, bulldog type. And I love bulldogs, so I shouldn't say that. But, you know, I didn't want to be like that aggressive agency that just comes on too strong. And I've worked with other agencies when I was on the other side of everything that were like that. And I just found it very off-putting. And I feel like that was part of why I wanted to start Grace Communications, because I don't think you have to be that way to get good results. I think you can be assertive, but still do it in a more, I don't want to say gentle, but a more graceful way. So we try to do that with the way that we communicate. I really push that with my team. I'm like, I don't want to ever hear like you're coming on too strong. You do have to follow up, but there's ways to do that that aren't, you don't want to make your clients or people you're reaching out to feel like cornered, or, you know, like you are just like coming at them. So we try to practice, you know, very calm but assertive communication, and just not having that harsh in your face kind of persona. And you can see that with, you know, how we present ourselves on social media, with how we do email communication, with the different things that I talk about when I do speaking engagements, all of that. It kind of all goes into that. And then that also flows over into how we work with clients and how we help them. We try to match with clients who also kind of have that same viewpoint. So we're not a good match sometimes with clients who do want that agency that's going to just be in your face and like relentless till you like, yes, fine, I'll do it. Just stop, you know, stop following up. We're not going to do that. But, you know, we have had some clients that have been, you know, I've talked to about working with us and I'm like, we're just not a good match because I could tell that's what they wanted. So I don't know if that's exactly answers what you're asking, but I think it's just how in everything that we do, it's our approach. And I've been told by the people that we are successful with, the clients that we've had for a really long time, it's nice because we actually make them feel calm and we help them feel empowered and all that, but they don't feel like that pressure or that kind of, I don't know, when you've had somebody that does come on too strong, it can really make you anxious. And, you know, we always want to be that kind of agency that comes in and makes our clients feel at ease and like, okay, they're going to take this stuff off my plate. They make me feel better and that sort of thing. So I just try to think about that and how we communicate and how we present ourselves and how that makes others feel and like everything that we do.
Yes, that's great. And it definitely answers the question. And I can say a big thank you to end consumers like myself that, you know, don't like to be harassed and followed up.
No.
You know, that I'm sure that trickles through what you do with the agents, with the clients that you work with and how they present themselves in their businesses. So
yeah.
So much. Yes, it's been great getting to know more about you and your business. And are there any last things that you want, that you would like everyone to know about you, about your business?
Well, no, we just love working with clients and people with heart. So, you know, if anyone hears this and this resonates with them, you know, and they potentially need help with marketing, with social media, public relations, events, or business development, I'd love to talk, you know, especially if they need help with core values. I love helping with that. So, I'm just happy I was able to share more information today.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time and giving us a great presentation and a great podcast. And I
thank
hope you well on your business ventures.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you found a takeaway or two that you can use or maybe even share with others. We hope that you'll continue to listen to other episodes and follow us on Spotify, Amazon Music, or visit our podcast page on our PMICarolina.org website. Thanks for listening, learning, and sharing. You have been listening to the PMI Carolina Soundbites podcast, brought to you by Mavendog LLC.
Visit www.mavendog.com today to learn more about how the Mavendog way can take your projects across the finish line tomorrow.